critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what is up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. Okay, I have to start today's episode by sharing a review from a listener, and it's not just any listener, but this one is from one of my teen listeners, which I absolutely love to hear from my teen listeners. So this review was left by Emoji Master and says this. Hi, I just wanted to say that I really enjoy your podcast. I love to be able to spot fallacies in conversations, articles, memes, etc. This podcast has definitely helped me think more for myself instead of asking my mom to tell me what's wrong and right. Another thing, I love how you bring God into the things that he needs to be brought into. I'm a Christian. I do classical conversations as well. And I'm 13 and in Challenge A. So listening to this as well as reading The Fallacy Detective has really helped my thinking skills. Oh, and I love your voice. And then they proceed to leave 32 stars. Okay, Emoji Master. You have absolutely made my day. I love to hear from my listeners, and I especially love hearing how this podcast is helping you be able to think about the things you're seeing and hearing around you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for leaving such an awesome review. This is awesome. And can I just make a quick small request from all of you? If you have not already left a review for this podcast, wherever you listen, would you just take about 30 seconds and do so right now? It means the world to me. I do read them all, and it helps other people find the podcast and helps us to grow this platform. So thank you for doing that. I just also want to say thank you to one of this show's sponsors, CTC Math. Have you ever wondered how your child is doing as they progress through their math journey? Well, CTC Math is an online program that adjusts to meet your child's growth. And they even give you extensive reports to help you know right where they're at. It's a very clear roadmap of their journey, and it's all done for you on their website. So check out ctcmath.com or click the link in the show notes, and you can keep track of your child's math success as well. Okay, guys, let's dive into today's new fallacy called failure to elucidate. And give me a second and I will define that word for you. So failure to elucidate happens when someone gives a definition for something, but their definition or their explanation is just as confusing, if not more confusing, than the thing that they were trying to explain. So it may, like I said, might be helpful to define the word elucidate. Dictionary.com defines it as to make something clear or to explain. So if someone fails to elucidate, they have failed to make something clear or to explain it well. So this is a super simple fallacy to understand, but let me give you a few examples. Let's say you're asking someone to explain what a computer is, and they respond with a long, convoluted explanation like this. A computer is a multifunctional electronic device that utilizes integrated circuits and executes various computational tasks through the manipulation of digital data. Blah, 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 right? I could go on, but most of you have already tuned me out because this explanation is way more confusing than what you were originally asking. Now, another version of the failure to elucidate fallacy could sound like this. Let's say you're trying to convince your teacher to postpone a test because you didn't have enough time to study. However, when your teacher asks you why you didn't have enough time to study, you simply respond with, because I was busy. Without providing specific examples or details about what kept you busy, you're failing to elucidate your reasons for requesting the test postponement. And this lack of explanation weakens your argument, and it doesn't really give your teacher any good support for your request. So the problem behind the failure to elucidate is that the person isn't really explaining anything. They're just creating more confusion. And in a way, they're avoiding the question. Now, sometimes people commit this fallacy innocently because they're not really sure how to define something better or how to explain something, and they might not really understand it themselves. But other times it can be done with a motive to confuse or to avoid really having to explain what they mean in hopes that you'll just stop asking about it. And oftentimes it works because people are too embarrassed to admit that they still don't understand something even after the person has quote unquote explained it another time. So here's the deal, guys. Trust me, if you're having trouble understanding something, it might not be you. It doesn't mean you're dumb. The other person could be doing a really bad job of explaining the thing that they're talking about. Or they may not really understand it themselves. In fact, Albert Einstein is credited with saying, if you can't explain something simply, you don't understand it well enough. So if someone keeps offering confusing definitions or explanations, do not be afraid to ask again. A real life example, and this one is kind of funny to me, of the failure to elucidate comes from a man named Samuel Johnson, who actually wrote and published a dictionary in 1755. You would think this is somebody who could define words very well. Well, he is credited with this definition for oats: a grain which in England is generally given to horses, but in Scotland supports the people. Okay, can you see how that explanation is more confusing and does not really tell you what oats are? I mean, he said it's a grain, but that was the only really good explanation that he gave for it. And I just thought that was funny because this man wrote a dictionary. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing a failure to elucidate is this: can you explain that in simpler terms? Pretty easy, right? Can you explain that in simpler terms? All right, guys, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question: is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filterthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filterthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filterthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with people.